At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To talk about Colorado's Pro Day coming up, Deion Sanders' big idea for Colorado football. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome on of Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera, Brian Howell, joining us right now. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we were just talking. One, thank you for joining us. Always great to have somebody with the expertise that you do joining us. But we were just talking about the favorite sports day of the year. My co-host has 3 days that he puts above the first round of the college tournament. Do you have an absolute favorite sports day of the year?
Cool. Well, for me, I think just covering college football, I love whatever the first day of college football is. So whether it's that Thursday night in August or whatever it is, that's my favorite day. I just love when the season gets started with college football.
We had someone actually text or tweet in and say January 1st should be on that list, and I would think that would be heavy college football-oriented, Brian.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's always a good one as well. And, you know, opening day in Major League Baseball is up there. There's a lot of good sports days, fortunately, for all the sports fans.
Brian, when it comes to Shador Sanders, what do people get right about Shador, and what do you think people get wrong or have gotten wrong about Shador in the draft process?
I think what they've gotten right is ranking him, you know, as the best or one of the best quarterbacks in this class, and ranking him as a potential top five pick. I think he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's a great leader. I think he's just a really all around good quarterback that I think his franchise is going to be happy with. And I think what they get wrong is, you know, when they judge his personality and think he's too cocky or won't be a good leader. I think he's going to be phenomenal. Or whatever franchise system, I think they're really going to like it.
Yeah, Brian, what's interesting to me is that, there is obviously pushback with some of the intangibles, and we can, you know, you started to address that there, and we can go down that road. I'm a big Shador guy, though. I think he's going to be very good. But even when I try to, like, tell people about the tangibles, the things we can quantify, there aren't really too many spots where I'm like, all right, I see what you're getting at. Like, in my opinion, people don't love that he doesn't throw the ball 55 yards deep in the air every single time. That's fine. That's not his game. But when you are that good with the accuracy, you threw for that many passing yards, you threw for that many passing touchdowns, I just don't know what else Shador can actually show you on the field.
Yeah, exactly. On the field, he's the best quarterback I've ever covered, which isn't saying much because Colorado has not had a quarterback drafted since like 97. So it's been a while. But I mean, he's just fantastic. I mean, he makes every throw. He can make every play. He's not the most mobile guy out there, but at the same time, he can burn you with his feet if he decides to run. So I think he's a little more mobile than people give him credit for. And so I think he can make any play. And to me, his best quality as a quarterback is that he is a gamer and he gives you a shot every single game.
Brian Howell there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 2 years ago, when Shador and Dion first got to Boulder, at first it started as former Kent State OC, Sean Lewis. That ended within the season. And then this year, Pat Shurmur was the OC. What were the differences in terms of, like, the style of play and the situation Shador was put in? What were kind of the differences from year one in Colorado to year two?
Well, I think Pat Shurmur was better at working with Shador and tweaking what he wanted to do to allow Shador's input. And I don't know if Sean Lewis did that at all. He had his system. But I do know for a fact that Shador and Pat Shurmur worked very well together. Pat took his input all the time and took Travis Hunter's input a lot as well. And so I think the two of them worked really well together. I think that's the way Shador is going to work best, is if he gets along with his OC and the two of them are on the same page, I think it's going to work well for him.
If I'm trying to convince somebody that Shador is as good as you believe he is, as I believe he is there a game, is there a stretch of football that you would point to and say that's where you think he was at his best, at his apex?
Well, I mean, the TCU game, the very first game of Colorado, was absolutely phenomenal. The opener against North Dakota State was phenomenal. There's so many games I could run down, but I think the two of the games that stand out to me were maybe not his best overall game, but Colorado State in 2023, when they absolutely had to have a 98-yard drive at the end of overtime, and he does it. And then the Baylor game this year, where he put two Hail Marys on the money, back-to-back throws. The first one was dropped. The second one is in the end zone, both in the rain. That game, and go to overtime, and they win both of those games. So I think he just has a knack for making the play when it needs to be made.
Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So moving to Travis Hunter, which position do you think Travis Hunter was better at in college, wide receiver or cornerback?
I'm going to give the answer he gives, and that's both. He was fantastic. I mean, it's hard to pick one because he was really good at both. I mean, and that's the obvious answer, I think. But he's the best corner and the best receiver I've seen at Colorado. And they've actually had good corners and receivers, but he's the best. I think going forward, if I'm an NFL team, I would probably start him at corner and play him some spot receiver. But I think he could play either one.
Which one would surprise you the most if they just weren't successful at the next level?
Travis. I think because Travis is so unique and so gifted, I'd be really stunned if he wasn't successful. I think the only thing that would hold Travis back from being successful is health. He's had some injuries in college. And so I think that's the only thing that holds him back. Otherwise, I'd be stunned if he wasn't a star.
Brian, to circle back to Shador, Shador was talking at the pro day yesterday, and he talked that, you know, part of the thing that he thinks he can bring to a team is the fact that he's been more than just a quarterback in Colorado, right? He's been part of the decision making and having some kind of say in some of the things they do. You mentioned Pat Shurmur giving him more of a say in terms of what he likes to do. Do you think Shador will want that say, whether it's in how the offense goes or personnel matters, walking into the NFL, or do you think maybe there's some awareness that the NFL is a little different?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's smart enough, I think, that there's some awareness of that, and that he's probably got to earn some say in the personnel decisions. I think he'll want some say in the offense if he's the starting quarterback, which I think any quarterback should, in my opinion. But I think he's probably aware enough that he's not going to be in position to say, you need to draft this guy or sign this guy, you know, before he ever plays a snap. I think that's something that might come in time for him.
All right, we'll make this the two-parter then, so we'll do it for Travis, and then we'll also do it for Shador as well. When you hear the national media speak about the both of them, what is one thing that they either just get really, really wrong or they just haven't discovered for themselves about these two players?
Well, for Shador, I think the main thing people need to discover is that he's a much better person and teammate and leader than what he's often portrayed. I think there's some negativity going around about him as far as that goes, but he's a phenomenal teammate. Everyone that's played with him has raved about him. From the media perspective, we all liked him. He was a good guy to be around, and so I think that's the biggest misnomer about him. I honestly think if the Browns or whoever get him, I think the city's going to love him. I think the team's going to love him. The media will love him. And Travis is, you know, sort of the same thing in that, you know, he's a quiet guy, and so nobody's really gotten a chance to know him quite a bit. But he's a really good human being and a really smart guy. I don't think his intelligence on the field and off the field is as known as it should be about Travis Hunter.
Brian, Deion has said he wants to transform the spring practices and the spring game. Do you think that is close to happening, or do you think this might be a multi-year project?
I think it might be a multi-year project. I mean, certainly NCAA rules have to change for that to happen, but I mean, just about every other NCAA rule has changed in the last couple of years, so why not this one? I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when someone like Deion Sanders brings it up, if momentum can gain with that idea, I could definitely see it happening in 2026.
What was the reaction around Colorado to the comments that Deion had made? Obviously, you have another prized quarterback recruit there, and Deion was kind of hinting at the idea that there shouldn't be that much of a drop-off or a difference between the new quarterback and what Shador was able to do, and obviously an exceptional year.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually said he thinks the team's going to be better this year, which I don't know about that yet, but to me, that's the confidence that Deion Sanders is always going to have, and I think it doesn't surprise me because he is absolutely the most confident man I've ever been around in my life. Wish he were maybe being number two.
Brian, do you think Deion will stay in Boulder long term? There have been quite a few rumors that he might be interested in the NFL or another big college job.
I do not. I think he's probably here. I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last year coming up. But I also am not convinced he's going to coach after Colorado. Doing two more years here at Colorado, and then moving on back to TV and having a schedule where he can go watch his son play.
Was the offensive line and the running game? I always talk about how bad it was, but locally, did you guys discuss it that way, or was it just kind of one of those things? It's just what you had to deal with, the way that Deion put together the program and the realities of trying to turn the program around as quick as he did.
No, it was pretty widely discussed. It was pretty bad. I mean, the offensive line was really atrocious in 2023, and not a lot better this last year. Jordan Seaton's going to be a star, but he was a freshman this last year, their left tackle. But just, it wasn't a great offensive line. And, you know, with that, there was really not a lot of commitment to the run game because of that. And, you know, there was a ton of trust in Shador's arm, and they would much rather, you know, throw a short pass to those talented receivers they had then hand it to a running back. and get a yard. So it's certainly something that's been discussed, and I think that there's a lot of discussion right now that it'll be much better this year.
Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, or for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera. All right, so we've gotten Shador, we've gotten Travis Hunter. What are some other names we should know from this Colorado Buffaloes team as we head into the NFL draft in about 1 month's time?
Yeah, to me, B.J. Green, the defensive end, he came over from Arizona State this last year. I think he's going to be a really productive NFL player. LaJonte Wester, I think, could be a star, slot type of receiver. Will Shepard is a guy that's, quiet going into the NFL draft, but he had a pretty good Big 12 pro day. I think he's going to be a nice target and a nice gift for somebody at receiver. And, Cam Thielen Craig is another one that kind of an undersized safety, but everywhere he's gone, he's exceeded expectations and just been a playmaker. I think he's going to be a steal for somebody.
Brian, great stuff with you, bud. Really appreciate you. Enjoy the constant content machine that is Deion Sanders as long as that that tap runs.
I'm milking everything I can out of it.
Good man there. We appreciate you, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian Howell there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about Shador Sanders. Seems like he was in the Shador camp, a little bit opposite of what we got with John Ledyard. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.